Yeah, I always see you on your damn phone, but you know you do too much, you know? I don't know if you don't even talk to anyone.
Alright, fine.
Alright. What's your beef of the week?
Liberals.
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 Okay, tell us, what is your beef of the week with the libs?
The libs, you know, specifically the ones that were against the Second Amendment. Now they all want guns all of a sudden because of the coronavirus and all these protestings going on and all everything like that. And it's like, well, what would you do if we didn't have the Second Amendment?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you'd be shit out of luck. A little hypocritical that you're coming out saying, oh, wait, I want a gun now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Learning how there is no loophole that these people are at this gun show loophole. Bro,
doesn't exist.
It's a talking point. It's a talking point. Anyone that knows anything, there's no gun show loophole.
There's a lot of gun shows, no loophole.
Yeah, have you ever seen like the news stories where they go to the gun show? They're like, can I buy a gun here? They're like, look at you like, can't fucking buy a gun here. It's a gun show. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
you could order one, but we'll give it to you once you pass the background check.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what is this gun show loophole that everyone... it's a talking point.
You ever been to a gun show?
I've never been.
Dude, the coolest thing I ever saw was a freaking... Desert Eagle, gold, and then it had, like the magazine was gold, and then they pulled out the, like, one...
You were the one down in San Diego?
No, this was in Florida.
Oh, okay.
A little different.
A little different
out there in Florida. Not Miami, Florida, either. It was, you know, up...
Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, it was up there somewhere. And it was, like...
Tallahassee.
Then they had this 50 caliber bullet, right?
So it's about, like, the size of your hand.
Yeah, oh, it was humongous. I'd never seen anything like it before. And I was like, that thing, like, could literally blow up my entire brain and skull and face.
No, if you hit in the head with a 50 cal, there's no head. There's no head left.
And I was just like, what the hell is this? I thought it was pretty sweet.
But didn't you say you tried to buy a gun, and all these libs trying to buy guns now, you couldn't even buy a gun?
I was just looking on some websites. I was just snooping.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of websites are out of order and all this, you know.
I think this will prove to people that these getting rid of all these guns, it's going to prove something to them. Because now they realize, in times like this, I do appreciate the comfort of being able to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, I mean, another thing is, what if there's an apocalypse, right? This is my thing for guns. It's like, what if the apocalypse happens?
Oh, I'm flying out to Florida tomorrow.
I would. But, like, you need to be able to kill. You need to, not humans, but you might have to protect yourself, but you need to kill animals to eat. So it's like, unless you got a bow and arrow that you know how to make arrows.
Or you're really fast.
Or you're really fucking fast. Or you know how to set traps. But the easiest way is you get to throw a few in the mag and you start lighting them up.
So my grandpa has a Winchester 357.
Old school.
Bolt rifle or something like that. It might be a pump. I don't know.
Bolt action.
Yeah. But it's 357. So I would carry that and then have...
Pretty standard.
...the 357 revolver on my hip.
Yeah.
So I only have to carry one caliber, right? Leaves more room in the bag.
I mean, isn't 357 like what most hunters hunt with too? Some form of that?
Depends where
you're around that range, though, like animal hunting, like around that range. And they're like
anywhere from 5.56 to like 45.70 is what they
have.
Yeah.
Which is pretty basic.
45.70 is like, I shot a 45.70 once and I'm pretty sure it dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah.
I was like 12 at the time, but it was still.
Yeah, still like.
It was this big around, about an inch in diameter, and about 4 inches long. It was.
You ever shot a Mosin in a gun?
Yeah.
Those things kick like motherfuckers.
That's a 7.62. You know, same bullet in a AK-47.
That's the thing I have with guns in movies, though, is when they have, like, you're watching, like, John Wick or James Bond, right? And they're shooting these guns off. I'm sorry, but his forearm is smaller than mine, and you're telling me this guy has no recoil?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, did they take a... It's like they must take a .22 and then put a fake case around it, and then they put... What do you call it? You put a...
Blanks.
You put blanks in it. Like... I'm pretty sure blank still has some recoil, so...
Blanks aren't really good for a gun, either.
It's everything with the bullet except for the projectile. Yeah. Everything else is the same.
Yeah, yeah, but they're still going to have a detonation that's going off. Yeah. Like, so I was like, yeah. Like, you watch these James Bond, they got these massive hand cannons they're using, he's just shooting straight without it. I was like, come on, dude.
It's what happened to Bruce Lee's son. He was on the set of a movie. They were doing a scene where... I don't know, he was getting shot in the scene, and there was blanks in the gun, and somehow something got in the barrel of the gun, and they fired the blank, the projectile came out, and then he died.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I saw that happen one time, there was like some police... Like,
you saw somebody get shot in the head?
No, not anytime soon. Probably, if anything, it was probably Jude showed me a video that he saw. He, you know, guys in, yeah, Jude's into some pretty grotesque shit, so... You
gotta nah, it just shows up on my feed.
And he sent it to everybody else.
And yeah,
he
sent
it to everybody else. I saw it, you saw it kind of.
Yeah, thing. Exactly. Yeah. I can't be the only one who sees it.
Yeah, because it'd make you feel weird.
Yeah.
But like, it was like a training video where they do like, you know, gun safety video, and they had blanks in the gun, and he was like doing a, and this old lady was like in front of him, and he was like showing how like someone like would shoot, and so he fired the gun at the lady, assuming it was blanks in it, and it was a real bullets in it. Shot it, killed her.
Damn. Up,
hit her right in the stomach, and she goes like, and the guy's sitting there kind of like, God, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, two things real quick before we move on. Back to the gun show thing. I've been to a few gun shows. Number one, most of the gun shows that you go to aren't really for selling weapons, more so showcasing weapons.
Yeah.
You can't even, I don't think you can even touch the guns.
You can't touch
them. Well, at least
I mean, there's some for sale, but yeah. You can't, I mean, they're obviously not
like Glock. Glock has a couple tents at some gun shows, and they'll like, look through the site. You know what I'm saying?
And the other thing is, the majority of sales from gun shows are like World War II rifles or like Vietnam
historic stuff.
Like historic stuff that you put in like a case in the wall and behind some glass and look at, not like an AR-15.
It's like a, that, to show.
Exactly.
It's not
it's like
not a shot.
It's like
not a
if
shot.
You go to any convention for like
car convention.
Yeah, or like
you can drive some of the cars. They have like four you can drive, but you can't. You can sit in the car.
Yeah,
you,
no,
can't
you don't. You don't go to Comic Con and go write comics. You go to Comic Con and buy a little action figure.
Yeah,
you know, it's not a. You don't go to the gun show and just blast rifles off of all of them.
Yeah, they don't have a shooting range at the back.
No.
And go test them out. That's not how this works, your people. But Jess, what was your beef of the week? That was good beef of the week, dude.
My beef of the week. All right, it's kind of a leveled beef. So. There's protests happening, I'm sure, if you've seen the news or anything.
Damn,
if you're alive and you can read, you know about the protests.
Wait.
And they're going on. There was one in our hometown of blank, 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 California. And it was a peaceful protest. Nothing bad happened. I don't even know if the cops were there. Probably didn't care. They're probably busy. I don't know. And now, yeah, it's cool. Go hold your sign. Go protest for this movement, which I think everybody knows is probably, like, it's a good movement. I'm kind of with it. I don't hate it. You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck
I don't know. I don't know really anyone that's against.
No, I don't think there is anybody against.
If you're
against
protest
it,
for a good cause,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't lose
there's,
wrong
there's
with
nothing
it.
Wrong with the protest. My only, my beef, all right, so they're, where we are, they're going on and they're getting on the freeways and they're stopping the freeways. And I get it because it's, like, forcing people to, like, oh, yeah, this is some real stuff that's going on. But, like, if I am a man driving my car, and my wife is in the back seat, and she is about to go into labor, you know, baby in the tummy, we're going to the hospital, and there's a protest in the middle of the road, I am probably going to drive through the protest.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm probably going to I'm gonna keep it, like, 15 miles an hour, honk, 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 and just keep going. If you don't get out of my way, then that's tough. Like,
I'm sorry.
And that's not, like...
My baby?
Yeah, I'm not having a kid in my backseat of my car.
That reminds me of that thing, too. Did you see one of the protests? I don't know where it was, but this guy was driving, and then same thing. Protesters were blocking the road, and he had his horses in the
trailer.
Horses in the trailer. Someone threw gas or something into the trailer and it killed one of the horses and the other one lost an eye and like that kind of thing, and they're both like $100,000 horses, right?
Oh,
show
I'm so,
horses.
You said horses and right away I was like,
that's
I'd
money.
Shoot every single one of them.
Yep.
If a person I bullet in their head instantly.
He drove through the protest and people were mad at him.
Yeah.
I would have put so many bullets in the guy's head that did that. Oh my God. There's
video of this guy throwing gas into the trailer.
That makes me so
angry.
With
the horses.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me so angry.
Like, what?
It's terrible.
That's terrible. Like,
what the hell did a horse do to you?
It just... Like, I'm straight up. Whoever... And, like, the fact the protest just didn't leave him with one ear left on his head, like...
That's insane.
Like, I'm sorry. If you're for Just Cause, what are you doing?
That's somebody's livelihood, man.
Yeah, that guy's livelihood. They're probably $100,000 horses. They probably pay his bills, pay his kids' bills, pay his kids' bills. And you killed one of them? I'm sure he's got insurance, but still.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Don't block the roads. Protest all you want. Don't block the roads.
Quick question. What's the whole thing with the tear gas and it blows up people's eyes? Someone explain me this, because I've seen this like 5 times now where a guy blows, his eye blows up. Like, what the fuck is going on? Is there some chemical in it that you're...
I don't know. I'm not really worried about it because I'm not going to get tear gas anytime soon.
I don't think that tear gas can make your eyeballs explode. I think... I mean, that kind of boils down to the whole...
I heard it can't trust feels.
Shut up. That kind of boils down to the whole you can't trust either side of the media right now because they're both going to put out bullshit that's going to make you think some other way. If you're listening to this, just know that whatever media you think is right is probably wrong too.
Yep.
Just going to say that.
Exactly. You've got to have a combination of all of them.
Yeah.
A little taste. It's like a sample and platter. Sample all of them.
Don't go all in the cheese dip. You gotta try the berries.
Open mind to all of them. You taste all of them. They're all right. And just see what... And then you figure out who's lying. Eventually you gotta five sources. You gotta figure out which one's lying.
Which person brought the shitty artichoke dip to the party?
Yeah. It's like...
It's always one of those.
It was like Dana White talking about these idiots from the Washington Post or the New York Times trying to shut down the UFC, but they've never watched a UFC event in their life.
No.
So it was like, obviously you're full of crap, guy.
Yeah, you don't know. You can't trust the media right now. Especially right now.
Yeah, everyone's way too emotional.
Yeah.
And my beef of the week. All is another protesting thing. No point, once again, no problem with protest, no fishazzle, what do you want to, it's a fugazi, it's no matter.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
But, all these protesters, you know who you are. You were the same type of people that were all anti-corona, all right? And you were wearing your mask and not going outside and saying to people who went outside, oh, how dare you. Now, you were the same people sparking hotspots because of coronavirus, and y'all are the ones getting sick and getting other people sick because of your protests. Now, no thing about your protest, but wear a mask, wear your gloves or whatever. So it's a little hypocritical that y'all were all anti-coronavirus at first, and now you're the ones all going out and doing your thing. So
you're for
it's gonna be interesting to see where coronavirus goes from here after all these people get tested.
Well, we'll start the podcast with that. Welcome to the podcast, guys, with the kids. Do Justice Walsh for another great episode.
Dude,
coronavirus, bro. It's fucking stupid. It's over. I'm sorry. It's
no.
Over.
It's all news.
It's all news.
It is.
It is over.
It's no.
It is over.
No.
Yeah.
With these protests, like hundreds and hundreds of thousands more people have gotten sick.
No.
But who cares?
No. That's what I'm saying.
But yeah,
that's the thing. It's over. And the fact is, people realize the people that died from this.
We're like, old as hell. None of them could go out and protest, bro.
Yeah, like the people. Yeah, like, obviously, it sucks, but you have to understand there's this thing called natural selection death. Okay, people die.
It's got
to
accept it.
Okay, people were like, these people are, they were treating people dying from coronavirus like it was different from dying from cancer or something like that. Like, people just die.
And now, obviously, any type of dying sucks.
It sucks. No
Walsh isn't saying that, fuck people with coronavirus and cancer. Like, that's not his statement. His statement is, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
It's your time. You cannot be mad at people because someone died. You cannot be. It happens. We move on. Remember their memory.
Exactly.
But, like, for example, people are like finally realize that even like just realize no one cares anymore. I mean, I would say 90% of the population, 75% of the population is just over it. They realize people are going to get sick.
Uh-huh.
It's actually the numbers show that you have 99.99% chance of surviving, which is lower than the flu.
Absolutely.
Like, now the statistics are so great, you can easily see it.
Easily.
Because people are going to get coronavirus until there's a vaccine.
Yeah.
Like, we saw, like San Diego had 240 cases 2 days ago, which is a 100% spike.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and it's getting warmer, so obviously heat is not killing it at a higher rate that we needed to.
Nope.
People are just going to get sick. People are going to die. Whatever. Get over it. Like, that's all I got to say.
I'm willing to bet really, really, really big money, like, all of my, I'll bet all my Trump bucks that as soon as the election's over, miraculously someone makes an advance and the vaccine comes out in like a month.
Wow.
I'd bet a lot of money on that.
I just like the fact that you called it your Trump bucks.
I'm saying right now, that is a tweet. I think the kids podcast needs to put that on there. That is a great tweet because I honestly could see that happening.
I'll put it on my Trump.
I never thought about that. That is so smart. That's like something where you pin it to your like Twitter. So every person that comes in looks at it like, wow, this guy's on this. That's
when November genius. Comes around and now my, all of a sudden,
my Trump bucks.
Captain Dr. Man says, hey, we found which pathogen is which and here's your vaccine. $15 at Walmart.
You know? Yeah. And they do some research into him. Oh, by the way, he supported the Obama and Hillary campaign. Yeah. Yeah. He donated hundreds of thousands of dollars. Exactly. All right. So there's USC 250. It was pretty damn good. I watched the whole thing.
It was weird.
Is it just me, but every single time it's like a main card championship fight.
Boring as hell?
It's always boring. Like, even the whole Absolutely. Card, the card is loaded, Absolutely. But it's boring.
Because when you get two good fighters against each other, it's boring.
They don't want to, no one wants to go out. So they're playing ticky-tack-toe, unless you're the big boys like Masvidal or Jon Jones.
Masvidal just went in.
And
he goes in.
Exactly. Unless you get the big names. The reason why they have big names is because they go up to kill people.
Exactly.
But UFC 250... I mean, they had put five knockouts or something like that, TKOs. Like, holy.
What was the name of the dude that...
Corey Grant.
That last second punch that just knocked that dude on his face.
That was Sean O'Malley.
No. That was Sean, the buzzer beater.
That was Cody Garbrandt?
Whatever, yeah.
He's been around forever. He always gets his ass put by the TJ Dillashaw. But
exactly.
But no, he had a kick. He kicked the fool.
Yeah.
He kicked him. But Sean O'Malley, that man's gonna take over the UFC.
That dude.
I didn't realize that dude was. So I saw. I hadn't heard about him. I've heard his name before.
Yeah.
First fight I ever saw, he knocked the guy out in the face.
Yeah.
Night, bye bye.
Yeah.
And the first round, a minute in the first round, and just tapped him.
Yeah.
Tap him in the face was belligerent afterwards.
Yeah.
He got slapped.
Absolutely.
As DC always says. I didn't realize he's 12-0. He fights in bantam.
Mm-hmm.
That's 135 pounds.
At like 6'1".
He's 5'11", so he's really 6'2".
Big, yeah.
But he's huge. Okay, the guys who fight 155, 140, and 170 are 5'10".
5'9", 5'10", exactly.
He could win the bantam, bantam division.
Yep.
And easily put on 50 pounds.
No problem.
Like, in his sleep. Mm-hmm. I mean, a dude that big has to eat and it'll be that big in a week. Like, that's
easily.
I mean, you look at the fight though. If he weighed in at 135, which is the limit, and he's that big, that means he weighs 150 at the fight.
Yeah, he weighs 135 exactly, and then in a week and a half, 2 weeks, he's back to walking weight.
Well, his walking weight, exactly. I was like, dude, when you have guys like TJ Dillashaw who have to eat like crazy to hit 135,
you know, they 130. You know what's crazy too? They lose like 15 pounds
day. You need to get rid of that.
The day of and the day before.
Yeah,
the
fight.
They need to get rid of the whole weight cutting thing. It's so bad for you. And it's like, I think it's cheating. It's cheating. At the end of the day, it's cheating. You know what I'm saying?
It's
legalized cheating.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
You can, whatever, as long as you get down to the weight the day before the fight.
Yeah.
You can show, I think you can, there's a thing you can go in the next day. I think you have to get weighed before the fight. Again, in some, like, boxing, I think you do.
Yeah.
You have to get weighed
in. Boxing, you get weighed day up again.
You get weighed day up again, and then, but you don't get, you can't, like, you know, if you don't make weight the day before the fight for, like, the UFC, you just don't fight.
Yeah.
Or the guy has to sign an agreement saying, okay, you can fight me overweight.
Yeah.
Or you get penalized a bunch. Your purse is deducted. That's how the UFC does it.
Yeah.
But in the boxing, you get, if you don't make weight for the first initial one, you're done. It's
yeah.
over with.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. There's no fight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So... In boxing, they weigh you the day before and the day of, like, a few hours before the match, they weigh you again. If you're, like, over 5 pounds over the weight limit that you agreed upon, do the same thing. You're paying a huge fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
You lose, like, half your purse. So if you're fighting a $100 million fight, you show up 5 pounds, a few ounces overweight, you just lost $50 million type shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which is gnarly. But, like...
UFC, I think, just cheating in the UFC, though.
Like, the thing is, there's so few guys, like... Daniel Cormier, his walking weight is the same as his fighting weight. There's so few guys like that are just
But that's the thing. I feel like these guys should just fight at the weight.
For lack of a better word, bad motherfuckers that can just do what they want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I think it's all because of a height and reach thing.
Yeah.
They want to be able to fight at a division they can't lose. Exactly. Like, Conor McGregor's 170.
Yeah.
5'8", 170, because he's ripped.
Yeah.
And he goes and fights at 155. Mm-hmm. That's not fair to anyone in 155.
Yeah.
Like, Khabib. Khabib should not be fighting at 155. They're just a bear.
He's a big man.
He's a bear. What is he doing? Like, Cowboy Cerrone he weighs 170. He walks around at 170. That's why he gets his ass beat at 170.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but that's how it should be. Everyone that's 170 should fight 170. There should be no weight cutting. They do the same thing as boxing, you know? Before the fight, if you're 5 pounds over,
yeah.
Get the fuck out.
And most boxers are bulking up to get those fights.
And they tried to fix it a little bit, the whole weight cutting thing, by they got rid of IVs.
Yeah.
You can't get an IV anymore in the UFC because that was the cheat code. You get 3 IVs of 3 liters of water
in you. You just dehydrate the shit out of yourself the week before, and as soon as you get weight, pump that shit in your veins.
Yeah, because your liver's about to shut down, and a bunch of guys were going to the hospital. I think a few people died doing it.
Probably. Damn.
Yeah, your liver just turns off because you have no water in your system.
Yeah.
And then you're practically sitting there just, what are they, I was watching the thing on Cyborg.
Cyborg's crazy.
And she's a big girl. She's 155. There's no 155 division in the UFC.
Yeah.
So she eventually she had to quit pretty much. You'll never see Cyborg probably fight again in the UFC. Yeah. Because she's too big.
Yeah.
And for her to cut 20 pounds
is
at someone who's already
cutting
leaned,
off an arm. Yeah.
Yeah, for her's already leaned out to 155. Like, there's no fight. You can't do that. That's what I'm against it. Like, it's cheating.
I got another quick beef, just real quick beef. You see that in one of the undercards, the women's belt fight? And the girl that won put her belt on the girl that lost.
Oh, no, that was Amanda Nunes.
I wasn't with that.
That was the main card.
You win.
Yeah, it was good sportsmanship, but
not in a fighting sport.
But here's the thing.
You just beat that person's ass and you want
to
give them a
But you wonder why you people don't get paid money to watch. This is why nobody watches UFC 250, but they watch UFC 249.
Exactly.
It's because of the fact you have people that talk shit, they have an attitude, they take it serious. It's like watching the WWE, but they actually hit each other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it was like part of it. It's like, Conor McGregor isn't an asshole, but he acts like an asshole. People watch him. And guess what? That gets views. That's why he's the king.
You see Dana White after the fight slipping him a little envelope every single time because good job, buddy. Thanks for giving me more views.
Thank you. Thanks for making me $1 billion.
Exactly.
You know? So it's like just simple as that. Sportsmanship, sure, it's all right, but nobody wants to watch.
Get
the
that
ice
out of the UFC.
Nobody wants to watch the nice guy claw and fight and get angry.
There's
nothing better in baseball than when the fucking bench is clear.
Nothing better.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Views are up. Views are up.
Amir Garrett versus the whole team just swinging. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, people are like wondering, oh shit, MLB views are up because everyone's disagreeing with the umpires now. Like,
of course it is.
Of course, because they finally just didn't give a shit anymore.
Like I'm saying, the best fight I ever saw was after the decision on Conor McGregor and Khabib.
Jumped
over the wall. That was
awesome.
Obviously, Dana White, when that happened, was like, that was horrible for the sport. This hated it. In the back of his head, he had to just say, the talking point.
He's sitting in there like,
because
he's just counting the zeros in his bank account.
At that point, in the UFC, Dana White just sold the UFC $4.13
billion.
With a B.
So he has to look out for the man now. He works for the man.
Exactly.
Like when he works at ESPN. Now he works for the ESPN. Well, he works for the man. He doesn't work for himself anymore.
Yeah.
So,
no, he doesn't work for ESPN. He works for Disney now.
Yo, he works for Disney. So now it's
and
like...
Disney's the,
now he's
the
gonna
man.
On, yeah, he's going to put on the shaven face, clean head, you know what I mean, type of look. So he's going to be like, hey, in the back of his mind, he's like, I just made so much money, I don't know what to do with myself. They check the ratings the next day. Disney, suck my ass, look at the ratings. Highest rated UFC event in 30 years.
Nothing was better than when Nolan Ryan beat Robin Ventura's ass.
Yeah. And then 30 years later, they meet at the home plate to
shake hands.
And
just a 43-year-old. I got a picture framed in my house signed by Nolan Ryan of him with Robin Ventura in a headlock at 40 years old, just beating the shit. Young 22-year-old Robin Ventura, just the old man, just pound him.
Daddy, awesome. Who's your daddy?
If you've never seen that, go watch the video.
Go watch it. That's literally the definition of who's your daddy?
Absolutely.
Say uncle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Say uncle.
Now, if you're a boy and you're a real boy, like you got raised like a man, you know what that means. Say uncle. Because say uncle is your livelihood.
That's your tap-tap.
That's your tap-tap. Exactly. But that Sugar Sean O'Malley's going to take over the UFC.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if he keeps winning, there's no reason. Don't find the band. Bantam's boring. I can't stand watching 135 pussies.
Go find middleweights.
Yeah.
Middleweights for fun.
Yeah. We like watching, what's Connor, flyweight? 155's flyweight? Flyweight, yeah. And then what's light heavyweight, 170, or is that 190?
170.
Like,
yeah, I think it's to 170, yeah, and then, no, I think it is 190, because above that, like, there's no limit above
no,
that.
No, it's 210, 210.
Light heavyweight's 170 to 210, and then heavyweight's 210 up.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What about middleweight?
Middleweight's 155, 170.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's different names for all that. No. Okay.
And then bantam's 135, 155, and then flyweight's
heavy,
below 135.
Heavyweight, light heavyweight. Then we get confused.
Then it's middleweight,
flyweight,
bantamweight.
Yeah, and there's one below band, like 125, which is
fly bantam,
which is like 14-year-old.
Yeah. God, yeah.
Like featherweight, they call it featherweight.
Yeah, featherweight.
Featherweight, which I can't stand watching those guys fight.
They're swinging around freaking.
Because like you watch them, you're like, dude, if you hit your shin in the wrong place, you're like to snap, buddy.
Yeah,
dude. Like, yeah. Get off the damn court, eh? Like, it's whatever. But that's all I gotta say about that. Then Conor McGregor once again takes over the spotlight, but the UFC has nothing to do with him. After the fight, he puts out a tweet saying he's retiring. Do you guys think he's retiring, or is just another for the third time?
I'd retire if I was him. I don't know why he still fights.
They said he made $40 million this year off that.
Why fight. Not, dude? Go fight.
Yeah, if he's already worth $300 million at least.
Oh, at least, yeah. Because the thing is, the UFC is a private organization. And Dana White controls. He's owned by someone, but they still give him full.
He
runs the whole show. Absolutely. He gets to decide what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. He has so many old fighters on payroll the UFC because he doesn't want them to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like what's his name? Tito.
Tito Ortiz.
Tito's, even though he hates Tito, he pays Tito like $1 million a year not to fight.
Probably.
And he pays Chuck Liddell millions of dollars, because him and Chuck are best friends.
Yeah,
he pays Chuck millions every year.
I bet you Chuck could go in the ring with a decent.
No, that's the thing.
Have you seen the E60 about Chuck Liddell?
No. Oh, it's fantastic,
dude. So like, it was about how his brain damage or something
it
like
has
that.
Insane brain damage.
Yeah, like and like when he lost to, I think it was Tito Ortiz. When he lost to Tito Ortiz, that was like his last good fight.
No, when he lost to. I was about to say Silva. It wasn't Silva. It was Cormier? No. That's...
Daniel Cormier?
No.
No. I'm telling you, it was Tito Ortiz, dude.
It was like his last
good fight, and then he lost.
He lost like three in a row.
Three in a row after that or something
and
like that.
His trainers couldn't even tell him, like, no, dude, stop fighting.
Right? Yeah. But that E60 was...
That was a phenomenal one. Phenomenal. What was the name of that guy? Who was the other big guy back in the UFC in the day?
Velasquez?
No.
Oh, it was Rampage.
No.
He lost to Rampage.
He did lose to Rampage.
What's Rampage's full name?
Quentin
Jackson?
No. I can't think of the guy's name. I thought of him. He's older now. But he beat Tito and he beat... I'm blanking. I can't think of it. Justice, can you look it up?
Do my best, buddy.
Who did... I don't even know who.
Rashad Evans?
No. Give me names.
Forrest Griffin, Lyoto Machida.
Griffin. I love Forrest Griffin.
Frank Mir.
No.
Mauricio Rua.
No.
I don't know.
If I think of the name, I'll know. Juke, can I see your phone so I can look it up?
Ken Shamrock. He was a bad man.
Nah.
He's a bad man.
Oh.
Randy Couture. He was a bad
Randy man. Randy Couture. That was out. Randy Couture. That's the guy that I thought was his last good fight, because Randy Couture could beat anybody up. That fool was bad. But once again, a boring fighter. Nobody wants to watch Randy Couture. They want to watch Chuck Liddell.
Haymakers, man. Haymakers.
Haymakers. Only takes one. Exactly. Only takes one. All right.
That's true.
So back on Walsh Reviews, this is episode 2. I think of it Walsh Reviews, and I've been once again still on the Matthew McConaughey grind.
This week,
I watched Dazed and Confused, Mud, Killer Joe, and The Lincoln Lawyer every night. Watch like one a night.
Perfect.
I'm going to review all of them. Dazed and Confused. I hate coming of age movies.
The worst.
They're the worst and most boring, no plot movies.
If you
movies
like The Breakfast Club, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I hate The Breakfast Club. Those coming of age stories are so stupid. Like, I can't watch a movie with no plot. No. I cannot watch dialogue. Because, like, it's like all these English professors like, I love the dialogue. I love how funny the dialogue is. I'm like, dude.
I don't masturbate.
I don't want to watch. That's called a podcast.
Yeah.
That's called a TV show. I'm not trying to watch guys sitting there. The detention office all day and just make funny noises. So Dazed and Confused, idiotic, but Matthew McConaughey, in my opinion, is the best character in that movie. Probably. He's like the dropout who just works construction and now and drinks a lot of beer and smokes a lot of pot. And he was like the star football player, but just dropped out. And he knows for saying, all right, all right, all right. Then I watched Mud. Mud's a fantastic movie.
Mud's dope.
That's a thriller. Fantastic movie. Check it out. I can't explain to you what the movie's about, except for the fact he kills a guy and he has to get away with it. But it's fantastic.
Word up.
Killer Joe, not a thriller. He's a cop that kills people for money.
Perfect.
It's a very interesting plot because now you have two, and it takes place in Texas, like every Matthew McConaughey film.
Socially relevant.
And yeah, it's interesting. He pretty much wants to hook up with the girls, the family's sister, they want him to kill someone for because they don't have the money.
Perfect.
Interesting how that one works out. Lincoln Lawyer was one of the best movies I've ever seen. I had that to my top 10 list of movies all time. You've never seen Matthew McConaughey so slick for 2 hours. One of the best movie plots. So that's the one I would advise you to go watch. Now that that's being said and done, Minneapolis police. They have voted the city council to defund and get rid of the police force in the city of Minneapolis. Jude.
Did it pass?
It's confusing because city councils in everywhere around the country have different amounts of power. A mayor of a city has a different amount of power. A governor has different amounts of power in every state. So nobody knows what the hell that means. A city council, like, is it like the school council? You know what I mean? Like, they thought of an idea and passed it. A bunch of
soccer moms. Just
yeah, exactly. So it's like, what does that mean? I don't know. But your thoughts on that?
They announced their intent to disband the city's police department. So basically, they did nothing. They made a statement.
So
I think it's fucking
tell retarded. Me how, yeah, this is the dumbest idea I've done ever heard.
How do you guys feel about all these petitions going around?
I think petitions are pointless. Sorry. Like, I've been signing petitions my whole life. I don't see anything happen. Especially, it's like, what's it called? Change.org? Or is it petition.org? Is the one?
Change.org.
Change.org. They sign these petitions. But it's online on a website, right? So where does it go after that? Is it sent to the governor's office and be like, look at the link. How many people signed it?
Pretty much.
Like, it's a lot different when they had a petition where you had to actually sign the paper and you drop an absolute box of those signatures.
Yeah.
That means something. But an online signature...
A number on a screen.
Is a number... Exactly. What... You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
The value it brings is just not there. So that's why, like, petitions are stupid online. Like, the change.org ones, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were doing the change.orgs for, like, school being ended for coronavirus, right? And, like, people had a bunch of petitions going around to, like, get grades changed to credit, non-credit. Do you think these teachers are online watching these petitions go around and like, oh, we should sign this and pass this off to the administrators? Like, yeah. I don't think that's how it works. Like, does anyone know how change.org uses their petitions? Or is it just like, you sign it, you make yourself feel better that you signed it? You
send it to someone's email and they maybe click on it and maybe see it.
And then they sign it. But it's like, people keep signing it. You have 25 million signatures. Okay, you all agree on the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But
where
does it go? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe we're wrong. Because it's .org and it's some real shit.
Maybe they have a non-profit like committee that sends these things out. Maybe
depends
I don't
on
know.
Who's behind. Exactly, depends on who's behind the petition. If it's your mayor that's behind the petition, creates the petition, then he can take that and go show the governor or whatever.
That's smart.
If it's some dude in that house over there that creates a petition, that's just
that's a good point. That's a really good point.
It'd be different too if it was like change.gov.
Yeah. Well,
then the government's like, that's actually a fucking smart idea.
I look through
it.
That's like government money too.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen though because the government doesn't want those petitions.
Right now might be a good time to strike. People are emotional and
that's
shit.
True.
Dude, that's big money. That's government money.
Jude's like, holy shit, my first smart idea.
Dude, that's a great idea. We had a great idea. Remember that? We had a great idea about 2 weeks ago. Drew said it. We're like,
shh. We had a great idea.
Yo, 2 weeks edit that. Ago. Edit that out. No, that's a problem, bro. Like, you watch Shark Tank. You watch episode of Shark Tank, you'd be like, fuck, I thought of that idea like 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Shark Tank's literally all my ideas, just people actually do it.
But I think you have those ideas on Shark Tank, like, bro.
Yeah.
You must have the dumbest people around you if they thought. Please tell me they didn't go over to your office and be like, oh, you're onto something, man. That's sick.
Like, dude, some of them are dumb as hell, though.
But some of the dumb ones actually a lot of times do really well.
Like what? So, which ones? Which, God, there was one. Like, what's that game you play at the beach with the trampoline on the ground and you hit the ball? Spikeball? Spikeball is on there.
Yeah.
Spikeball was dope.
Chubby's shorts were on there.
Chubby's were on there. Yeah. Chubby's
Mark Cuban dope. Said, these guys are the biggest bunch of idiots I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
Now Chubby's shorts are worth millions.
But Here's the thing. Well, I love you say Mark Cuban because he's the most interesting one on there. Because here's the thing, Mark Cuban is, like I said, the dumb ideas. Oh. He'll say, this is the dumbest idea in the world. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll make $100 million off of it.
And he just sits there like this the whole time. And he's like,
yeah, I see a lot of times the gimmicky ideas are the most successful on the show from a short term standpoint.
Absolutely.
Like, they'll get a gimmicky idea, make $20 million, and the business will end in 5 years.
Yeah.
But everyone just got paid.
Yeah.
So it was like, those are the easiest success stories on the show. Like, every once in a while, they'll have a scrub daddy come along. You ever heard of that one?
The squeegee, not squeegee.
It's a sponge that has, like, a... It's, like, a really good sponge.
Crunchy sponge, basically.
It was pretty much a really good sponge. Yeah. And it looks like a happy face.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it made over $100 million.
Yeah.
What?
But they don't have that many of those. Like, they've had a few. Like, Ring was on there.
Mm-hmm.
But Ring ended up taking $400 million in investments.
Yeah.
To make it so they could sell it to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So
probably that, $1 billion or whatever it
was. Yeah. But so the guy that actually invented it didn't make that much money at all.
No.
Really?
He was on the show, but he was only worth like, I'd say $50 million.
That's a good amount. But
it's a good amount, sold it for $1 billion and you created it and you only got $50 million. That means they had to do $400 million in investing.
Yeah.
So they... To get it there, which is like... A shit ton.
Yeah.
Like, that's out of Shark Tank's
mm-hmm.
perspective.
Yeah.
But.
My favorite one ever on Shark Tank was it was like, they were trying to sell nose stimulants at gas stations, and it was like.
What do you mean, a nose stimulant?
It was like a pen of cocaine, basically.
Oh.
And they were like, this one's minty fresh. And the lady takes it and goes, whoa, that's pretty good. And it
was smelling salts that have a longer lasting
exactly,
effect.
Exactly. Yeah. That was
the best. Might fail a drug test or two.
I got a question, though, bro. Those gas station pills they sell for, like, male testosterone.
Dick pills?
They're like $1 and they send these weirdo packages that are like,
dude, you see them always at the, you always see them at the front desk and they all like
green light,
different colored pills.
And the thing is, they look like the little pills that, you know, when you're younger that you put them in water and they groom the little dinosaurs or fish.
That's
like,
what happens inside your dick.
That's the thing. I was like, every time I go in there, I look at them like, why do they sell those stupid things? I buy like a 20 pack, I dump them in the water, I come back in a day and they're massive. Like, why is it the same type of boxing as that?
Yeah, that's all it is, man. It's one of those guys that gets in your bloodstream and pops up right there.
They're like, gorilla blood. I was like, what? We got some silverbacks on it? You take a pill, you come out the next morning like a silverback.
Drinking tiger semen in hopes of getting there.
Yeah, it's like, dude, why would you ever buy those? Like,
hey, man. Don't knock until you try.
That reminds me of a Kardashian episode where Kris Kardashian put dick pills, but like in Bruce Jenner's coffee.
Hey, Caitlyn.
Caitlyn or Bruce?
At the time, it was Bruce.
Fair. That's fair.
This is old. This is before the.
I'd be a little interested if it was Caitlyn.
This is before the plastic surgery got popular.
That's fair.
And
accidentally, and just a fat ass boner.
Her son accidentally came in there, and he'd been doing this for she'd been doing this for a while, right? Giving Bruce dick medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet one time, what's the son's name?
I don't know.
Rob.
Rob accidentally drank the coffee, and he had to go to the hospital. And she had to admit to him that she'd been putting some dick medicine in his coffee. I'm sorry, but that was probably the hardest thing I would ever have to tell
my kid. Biggest concern is why you're watching the Kardashians.
Yeah,
popped up on the feed. It had like 20 million views.
All right, that's fair.
It's a fair statement, I feel like. You know what I mean?
All right, should we go back to the Minnesota police shit?
Hold on, real quick. I got another beef of the week. Everybody who doubted Kanye, fuck you.
Kanye's a goat. Kanye's worth 3.3.
Kanye's a goat.
Once again.
Never sleep on
Yeezus. Not million. Billion.
Never sleep on Yeezus.
Never. Yeah. You got an album coming out soon.
Absolutely.
Why?
Why not?
The fuck you mean, why?
You don't need no more money.
I mean,
guys like making music.
Yeah.
The dude's just addicted to making music.
It's like if I tell you, like, why are you playing video games?
He's like, what? He's like, okay, you know, yeah. You notice, like, all the good rappers like to make music.
Yeah.
But you see the shitty rappers, they make music to make money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Like, yeah. Lil Wayne doesn't make music because he likes money. I mean, that's part of it. He pays the bills. But they like making music.
Yeah.
That's why it takes them years to make an album.
Yeah.
You see, like, these SoundCloud rappers, they can put an album out every 6 months.
Uh-huh.
That's why they have one good song on each one. And if they probably don't... That's another thing, bro. Sound, before we get back to the police thing, these people don't understand, rappers make barely any money. It's all...
Yeah. Until you get big, yeah.
Until you... Well, not well, even that. When you get signed by a label, mm-hmm. the label pays you your... A few, gives you a few million.
Yeah.
Right? But the rapper... And, like, they make an album, they will pay you to make the album. They say, okay, for signing for us, we'll give you $5 million. For every album, we'll give you $1 million. What do you think that $1 million is for? It's for paying for beats. It's paying for people to come and produce the music for you. You are literally just a face to your own brand.
Yeah.
Is what you are. People don't understand this. Like, you see, like, these guys like Blueface.
He ain't worth shit.
He's not... He's probably worth $500,000, and he lives in a subdivision.
Yeah.
In L.A.
Yeah.
Like, you see his house? This is a track house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're nothing special, bro. It's because you make no money off your music. Because
that's why I respect guys like Lil Yachty, because he made two good albums, and then he went and signed deals with Nautica, the clothes brand,
yeah.
and Target, and, like, these big major companies, and didn't put out music for a while because he's like, I can't do it right now, so might as well make my money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
I respect guys like that.
Which he was smart, because he realized Lil Yachty's music sucks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, his new album, he sold 37 units.
Terrible.
Well, you know Apple Music gives you, for, like, every person that buys that song, you get, like, 10 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which
nobody,
is, like...
Nobody buys music anymore.
Like, but, like, a song on Apple Music...
It's all based on listeners now. Well, now it was a dollar, and you got 90 cents of the dollar.
Yeah.
It used to be a lot more, but now it's got so many people. Economically, makes no sense for them, because they can't get... There's too many people. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to make money, you'd have... Like, why do you think all the old rappers are with millions of... Billions of dollars? Like, Jay-Z, Puff Daddy.
Dre.
Kanye
was, like, the last one.
Yeah.
And
Eminem.
Obviously, you had the Taylor Swifts, Justin Biebers, those kind of... Like, Lil Wayne, but they were... Just really, really like
no. It's not worth.
But
they
like, but they were
top tier
artists. You know,
yeah,
like the only closest one right now is Drake. Even Drake and Rihanna are earlier, but they all have their own brands. They make probably more money off of. Like probably
Rihanna
like,
made more money off Fenty Beauty last year than she did in her entire
yeah.
recording.
So that's why she's like, yeah, I get an album when I get to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference too between like rappers and like country artists. Because rappers, they have to put on a brand.
Yep.
Yeah,
like, they have to wear the gold chains. They have to wear, you know... Have
because their
the...
brand is what they're worth.
Yeah, exactly. They have to have these nice cars and everything.
Country
artists?
Should be white and kind of an asshole, and that's pretty much
yeah, you could put on a cowboy hat and some freaking Crocs
yeah.
and drive your 1997 Ford pickup, and you'll
yeah.
be okay.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. And, like, you see, like, why these rappers are worth nothing. Why do you think they're at Coachella? No, not Coachella. Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're at... Not Stagecoach. What the fuck is called? Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rolling Loud. The cheapest shit you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they make no money.
Yeah.
The only money these rappers make, like, the low, like, sound... Not sound... Like SoundCloud. Like, the Blueface people.
Yeah.
Right?
Ticket sales.
They make money off of working. They have to...
Yeah.
Make an album that's not working... Doing a performance for an hour.
Doing a tour.
And then you're making $100,000.
Yeah.
It's like what DaBaby said. He makes $100,000. DaBaby's pretty up there now. He makes $100,000 performance.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only way he makes money. He doesn't make money off his album.
I mean, fucking Blueface did a show at a high school 10 miles from here.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
For free.
Yeah, he was going around high schools around here.
You think any of those kids are going to pay to go to his concert?
No.
Hell
no.
He got two songs, buddy.
Yeah.
He probably did a 30-minute set, and probably half the songs weren't his.
Exactly.
Like, Playboi Carti, I don't know if Playboi Carti's probably worth $1 million. The fool just featured on everything.
He just talks like a
But yeah, that's another thing, like...
He was the voice of the
that
boss.
That comes out of your album, like, your album budget. Like, there's an album budget.
Yeah.
Every feature costs you a bunch of money. So it's like, why do you look at album features? Why do you never see big-name artists? Or if it's a big-name artist, there's one of them.
Yeah.
Because they had to pay him $500,000 for the feature.
Exactly.
Like, Drake, you'll see a Drake album with Drake feature. It's Drake, two no names, and that's it. The rest of them, you know, they hope to get famous off of Drake.
And that's why, like, these guys like Kid Cudi and, like, 2 Chainz are, like, making a lot of money. Because they're, like, this point, they're, like, gold standard of features.
They're the GOATs at
exactly.
features.
2
yeah.
Chainz is the best feature of all time.
100%. 100%.
All time.
Gold standard of feature.
No doubt.
And everybody wants those two on their album.
Yeah, like
Travis Scott, arguably one of the biggest rappers in the world as of right now. I don't think he's that great. I like some of his music.
But he's a businessman as hell.
Businessman. He put out that song with Kid Cudi, and everybody's heard it.
But
everybody.
Travis Scott has literally a feature on every album.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and he's probably $200,000 fee.
Yeah,
and he sounds. The thing is, I've learned by now, he sounds the same on every feature.
Every song.
He realizes, I just have to put my name to this.
Mm-hmm.
I would never put this song out because he probably knows it sucks, but he's like, all right, I'll put up some lyrics, whatever. I'll send you my file to edit the voice.
Yeah, exactly. Someone say "Lil Flame" really loud, and that's it. Boom.
Yeah,
done deal.
Like, it's done deal. Like, I think the last artist you'll ever see. Well, like I said, the only way to make real money in music now is just you have to be the top. You have to be number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The only guy right now that is making that kind of money is Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he's on the radio everywhere. His songs are
everywhere. Well, yeah, because also a big thing too is. Like, a lot of these songs that you hear on TikTok, they're all one hit, right? A bunch of no names. And then they go off, they make their couple hundred thousand bucks, whatever, from being on the radio, because all these TikTok little six-year-olds want to listen to it.
And they go work for the post office.
Yeah.
You're like the guy in Men in Black 2 who's sitting with the cigarette underneath the machine going...
Exactly.
Going them out. Iconic scene. But
yeah.
Great movie. That's a good one.
Men in Black 2. That's a good one. But back in the Minneapolis. We need to go back to Minneapolis, please. We got really sidetracked there.
True.
Is this the fucking stupidest thing you ever heard in your life?
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Like, here's the thing. Like I said before the podcast, in the back room, you know, in the production set.
Okay. said that?
Yeah, that's what I said. It came out of my ear last time. And I read four different pages where like a news channel posted that this had been announced. On all four of them, I didn't see one person say this was a good idea. Every single one was like, this is the purge. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What the fuck do you expect to happen?
Yeah, exactly. And then I saw a video of Minneapolis, their mayor, who looks like a four-year-old. And he was wearing a t-shirt and pants, and I think he was wearing Yeezys.
Hell yeah.
Respect. Looked like an idiot with probably short socks. And...
I'm
talking,
bro.
I'm talking like half cut.
Oh, the ankles.
Yeah. Yeah, above the ankle, but like, yeah.
Below the high socks.
Below the high, like three quarter. And he's just getting booed because he said he's not going to defund the police because he actually has a brain on his head. And it just made me mad because of the fact there's nothing you can do right to make these people happy. They will. If you say left, they're going to say right. If you say right, they're going to say left.
Yeah. Just like that. They put up that sign in Washington. They changed that one street name to Black Lives Matter Way, and everybody was like, that's not what we asked for. We don't want that. We don't want to see that. We want change. Well, it's a step in the right direction. It's going to remind people every day that I'm driving in the road, hey, Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Don't let me forget. And this goes I'm back. A white guy. I forget things. Oh, there it is. I remember today, Black Lives Matter. That's a good thing.
And that goes back to the whole thing. Is that it just depends on which news media is going to take what little clip they want.
Exactly.
And use it as like, I'm sure it's a super small group that's saying no to it.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going to make it look like it's a big group.
Exactly.
Like it has some huge following, which is simply not true at all.
Yeah.
I did see what was dope, though, was that they painted the ground. You see that they painted the street with this yellow
that was
paint?
Cool. Yeah, that was
cool. I thought that was sick.
Cool. That was cool.
I actually saw another cool thing where they, like a lot of the boarded up shops, right? They're like painting murals in the shop that were like boarded up because of COVID or whatever, protests and stuff like that. I was like, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
But shutting down police is just idiotic. So they're booing the mayor. After he says it in front of like thousands of people.
Yeah.
And they're like, so if he would have said defund the police.
Then the other 100,000 would have said fuck
you. They would also booed him. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I hate you guys. Like straight up, I hate people that are just like, nothing's okay with them.
I also have a little bit more beef.
What's your beef?
Well, I want to see what you guys think first.
Well, you have to tell us your beef.
How do you guys feel about all these Twitter shits going around and saying like, reopen the blank 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 case for like you know what I'm saying, like
some of them yes, some of them no,
a lot of, I guarantee it over six not over somewhere around the 60% area there's a reason why it was closed.
Yeah,
you know, you can't prosecute these people. Like, you understand, a lot of people are dumb and don't do their research. They just see something and post it.
Yeah,
like they'd be like, repost this lady was killed, yada yada yada. Like, some of them are legit, I guarantee it. But, like...
No matter what the circumstance, what the situation, how many racists are involved, the due diligence is going to be done in every single court case. So many different people see that, read it, look at it, have an opinion on it. give it to their higher up and so on and so forth, that everything is going to be done to make the right choice.
And so,
I promise.
And people are like, I'll say, it's their job to do that. People are like, well, they're not doing their job. I'm like, no, you don't understand. If they don't get people prosecuted, they get fired.
Exactly.
They have to prosecute
exactly.
people. The reason why they're trying to do trying to reform stuff is so there's less prosecutions.
Yeah.
So people don't go to jail as much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
it's not.
So it's counterintuitive of what you're saying. Is you're the opposite's going to happen.
Exactly. It's not the what's the district attorney.
Yeah.
It's not his job to do what's right for the city. It's his job to put people in jail.
Yeah, and you're saying you want people put in jail, but his job is to put people in jail.
Yeah.
So what are you arguing?
As shitty as it sounds, and this is where some reform could happen, as that guy, you're not doing what's right and wrong. You're doing what you're told to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I think they want reform on.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. But also, at the same time, defunding the police is not going to reform anything. If anything, it's going to take away this
from
much.
The safety net.
If anything, you have to put more money in it and you have to say, here's a committee that goes out and talks to each police officer or teaches this kind of thing. Taking away that money is like everybody's arguing right now. Oh, police only get 640 hours of training. Barbers get 1,020 hours of training before they can be barbers. You know what
yeah.
I mean? They're all like, this is a problem. Defunding the police is going to make those hours dwindle. It's not going to give more time in the school. They're not going to be able to have that school for the police. So it's going to put even shittier people out there to protect and serve in quotations right now because what's happening.
And why do you think it's only 64 hours of training? Because there's not enough people that want to be police because assholes like you want to make peace at least look like they're bad people.
Exactly. If you want the police to be good, you need to teach the police to be good.
Yeah.
And that's going to cost.
Now, I saw a horrible idea. The idea was, and what Cuomo was saying, he said, what we're going to do is we're going to look into is having these people that do, like, mandatory people that are on ride-alongs.
Yeah.
I was like, do you think that's going to make people want to have
you know
a police
how
officer?
How many people are going
to
die on those ride-alongs?
I was like, yeah, first of all, I don't know how many people are going to sign up for that. Second of all, you're going to discourage people wanting to become police officers. Because who's going to want someone over your shoulder 24/7 whose job is just to evaluate you the whole time?
Nobody yeah, does. Like, if I'm a cop, I'm trying to stop and get some donuts and coffee every, probably 4 times, 6 times a day.
Yeah. You get these people that are just absolute, like, jack agates. Like,
gotta love those.
For example, my dad, right? His work, he had to drive, because he's working at home right now. He drove down the office to go get some stuff for his work, right? And he sent in his mileage sheet to get his money for his miles he drove, which some, I don't know if you guys know that, some jobs have that, where if you work, you have to drive somewhere, they pay you for your miles,
yeah.
for the maintenance and wear and tear on your car.
Mm-hmm.
The lady declined it. He asked the lady why, and she said, oh, well, because you didn't tell me. I was like, I need to tell you that I need to go get something from the office to do my job? And obviously, and then he talked to HR, and they're like, yeah, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah.
And then he was like, why does this lady care if she's paying me? This is government funded.
It's not her money.
It's not your money. Why do you care? You know, it's the same thing here. You're going to have these idiots in these cars that are going to be dicks because some guy took 5 minutes off the break to go call his wife on the phone.
Exactly.
You're like, I punched that fool in the face.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you've never had a real job, obviously, because,
you ever seen Super Troopers?
100%. 100%. It comes right out of that book.
Yeah.
Like, come on, I didn't know how the real world works having a job. Okay, if I say I work an 8-hour day, I work just 5.5. Okay, like, you know how the world works here, people. I only work union jobs here. So, that's the real world for you. It's not your money, don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. I have a pot in the whole ride-along fire real quick, if
that's okay with you guys.
So my brother previously wanted to be a police officer. Now, for reasons I will not disclose, he can no longer be a police officer. But that's neither here nor there. He went on a ride along with a undercover cop here in Escondida. Undercover cop, yeah. Whole division in Escondida. They're all over the place.
Well, I was wondering, just before you start, what is technically an undercover cop? Does that just mean they drive a Ford Explorer that has no decals on it?
No, they drive like
sedan, like
something shitty, old,
like a
Monte
Chevy,
Carlo, something
Impala.
Stupid. They wear usually a hat, some glasses, sometimes a sweater.
Okay,
over the
so
hat.
Legit undercover
cop,
okay.
Has the gun in his butt, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Huh?
When they're off duty, they keep their guns like in their ass. Don't worry about it. Anyways, he went on a ride along with, he's a used to be a family friend. And more or less, he was like kind of put in a shitty situation while on the ride along, and they raided this hotel, and my brother was in the police cruiser waiting for them patiently on his phone, probably texting, and some shit went down, and they were outside of a police car fighting with prostitutes, and my brother was inside the police car watching them fight with prostitutes, and it was a dangerous situation. And after that, he was like, maybe I don't want to be a cop. And if you have someone with the pen and the paper in the back seat taking, you know, notes on this cop, and they're put in a dangerous situation, or there's a robbery, or someone tries to kill the cop, like, that's a liability for not only the police department, but for the person who decided to put that person in the back of that car. And I think that's another reason why it's dumb as fuck to have someone do it.
Oh, yeah.
Two cents.
Yeah, because then you have someone's going to just
dangerous.
Say... dangerous. You're going to have negative reviews on every cop ever because
absolutely.
People have no idea what it is to be a police officer.
Yeah, and those people are... I don't know. I guarantee a few of them get shot if that happens. I guarantee it.
Oh, guarantee it. And guarantee they're going to write every poor review of someone, like...
Absolutely.
Like 10% of cops have good reviews.
Cops can have Yelp.
It's like, yeah, because you can't hire a bunch of little sissies that don't know, I've ever seen no action. You know what I mean? You got to see... And a lot of people won't be able to handle what a cop has to deal with. I mean, like, imagine...
What if there was a Yelp for cops? And like you
Charles
get their name
fantastic.
And like the city and everything
and
like that. And
that'd be
like,
so.
Just,
I would never get a ticket again because if I get pulled over, get the Yelp out. If he's being a nice officer, James is great. Send Officer James is fantastic.
Wait,
starts writing the ticket. Officer James is rude.
I just can't wait for a month or two from now, and people get pulled over by a cop in Minneapolis. That'll be interesting to see how that goes down.
If there are cops.
Throw on some NWA and keep driving.
Yeah. Like we saw earlier in that video by Andrew Schultz, who's like, what do you do, boycott the cops? Like, sorry, sir, I'm not going to
accept that. Not getting arrested today. I don't like you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, decided to boycott you guys this month. Can't pull me over.
Yeah, that was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, imagine if there wasn't cops, though. Like...
I would have killed so many people.
Yeah, we all would have had hell bodies.
I want to kill people in line at, like, Burger King sometimes when they smell bad. Like,
dude, if someone's, like, smelling bad in front of you, like, in line, and you're just like, fuck it, Glock.
Exactly.
Like, you couldn't do that anymore because there's too many people, there's too many crazies out there. That's pretty much the reason why.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'll sit, like, here's the weird part, bro. You go out, I mean, we go out a lot.
I'm saying
we're out. We just go out to shop or whatever the hell it is. We're outdoors a lot.
Yeah.
In the general public, 1 in 5 people you're around are weird as fuck.
Yes.
Like, look weird. And I'm not being. I know I'm looking weird, but I'm saying, like, yeah, it's just strange. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, and then you see how they move, how they act, how they talk, how they smell, and you're just like, dude, you're something wrong with you. Like, imagine if there was no cops. I would be afraid.
The other day I saw a homeless person holding his sign and he was standing at a 45-degree angle, bro. He was like this.
Yeah.
Just standing there, not doing nothing, but his whole torso was bent. He was just chilling.
Yeah. And
that's
like,
not cool, man.
Nothing against women, right? Nothing against women.
Nah, everything against
women. But like, when like women have like these emotional breakdowns and stuff.
They do be having those.
Dude, imagine PMS, but like no cops around.
With a gun.
Like, instead of chocolate, they're just catching bodies.
Yeah.
Just
killing people.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a really bold statement to make, Jude. I'm glad
not possible. So what do these people do? They're, like, their own justice system. You're going to have, like, Batman 3, where they Bane's just on his throne. The city just like, yeah, kill each other. You're no good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what happened in that movie.
Pretty much.
And that's pretty accurate. I mean, those movies are really accurate to how societal norms work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In that situation, you have someone come in. Everyone's free roam to do whatever they want, you know. And what happened? You saw a bunch of people die because a bunch of people had beefs with people,
mm-hmm.
and they go kill them.
Mm-hmm.
I still think we have a purge.
Huh?
Well, that's enough for today.
Yeah. Oh, last thing. Colin Kaepernick.
Fuck that guy. I still think we should have a purge.
What would you do?
I wouldn't do shit, but
so
like...
So why would you have one?
Probably just die.
What would you do then?
Natural selection, guy. I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there that...
The definition of natural selection.
But what...
Like...
But what if someone killed your grandparents just to take their money?
How would they take their money?
Fuck my grandparents.
They kill them, they go into their house, they break into their safe, and take their money.
Who the fuck has more than like $12,000 in a safe?
A fuck ton of people.
Personally, me.
Yeah, me. you really think Rusty only has $12,000 in the safe? Yeah, you thought about that
all
twice.
I'm saying,
you thought about that twice now.
All I'm saying is like...
Retract that statement.
That's not... nearly close to all of his money.
All right.
But, okay, but so you're saying that
it's chill if he gets killed for like 10% of his wealth?
No, I'm not saying that. I just don't think it's ethical to kill someone for.
Well, you want the purge, so what do you want to do?
It's not ethical to kill someone at any time. Yeah. If there's a purge,
straight up, why would you want a purge? Like, it makes no sense. Yeah, retract your statement now, guys. Rethink that one, come back. Go watch some more conspiracy
theory. Damn straight, that's Colin Kapp.
Colin Kapp. This guy, they're saying they're going to re-sign Colin Kapp because, you know who's going to re-sign Colin Kaepernick?
Nobody.
Minnesota Vikings. That's going to sign Colin Kaepernick. Just figured it out right there. And guess what? He's going to ride the pine because he sucks. He stinks. He hasn't played football in 5 years.
No, I think that the NFL should give him $5 million and tell him to never talk to him again. I think that's what the NFL
needs more than that.
Why?
Because if the NFL didn't kick him out of the league, he probably would have already made. Well, you might be right. He was so bad that he might not have made $5 million.
What was his contract?
No, that's the thing. Never mind. I take that back. Backup quarterbacks get paid so much money these days.
Dude, they do, but like, this was 5 years ago.
Well, if he was still in the league now, though.
Okay, but 5 years ago, he was still dog shit.
Nah,
it
was pretty good.
He was decent enough to be a
good. 4 years ago.
He was good enough to be like a decent backup. Like, if you're starting quarterback.
He went 12-4. He went to the Super Bowl. He's not a bad quarterback.
He's not bad.
That was 10 years ago.
That was in 2014.
Fucking still like 10 years
ago. Okay, but guys, no way you look at it is he a starting quarterback.
Not anymore.
No, I'm just saying, 31. We could all agree that. When he became a backup, he was a backup.
Yeah.
He might have made it out of there if
he was a
damn
good backup, but.
Yeah.
So what's the point in signing a backup
to make
who
owners,
was an okay backup five years ago?
To make the owners look like they're not racist. That's the only reason why. To make them look like they support him now.
Absolutely.
All right, I don't mean to be racist here, but I'm sure that...
Don't say it. The answer is yes.
Yeah, just take
the answer is yes. There's a bunch of other guys that are much better than him. I'll make that statement easier for you.
Yeah, okay.
Once again, just stop talking so you don't have to retract
that
statement.
Yeah, like Teddy Bridgewater. Way better than Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Really good backup quarterback, dude.
Yeah.
No, Teddy Bridgewater is actually a starting quarterback now.
He used to be better.
Yeah,
well,
Teddy Bridgewater's
the goat. Best backup quarterback.
Teddy Bridgewater is a goddamn great quarterback.
Yeah, but anyway.
And Lamar Jackson, pretty good. Patrick Mahomes, all fantastic quarterbacks.
Great backups.
Great backups?
No.
They were great backups, but even better starters.
True.
Patrick Mahomes is Dude, I what has gotten into you the last 2 minutes? Are you tired or something?
Racism.
Is that McDonald's? No, he's drinking that McDonald's Coca-Cola.
Oh, it's that sweet tea, not that sweet tea.
Oh, that's got the cocaine in there.
Absolutely.
You're right. That's why I like it.
Okay. But anyways. Anything you want to say on Colin Kaepernick before we end this?
I just think he's dog shit.
Well, no one's disagreeing with you with that. He's not. Well,
okay, but here's what I was
saying.
There's
such a thing as dog shit in the NFL. I hate saying that in the NFL. You're always good if you're in the NFL.
Yeah. How could a GM or an owner of a National Football League
team
organization
be considered racist if they don't sign Colin Kaepernick?
That's not the point. They want themselves to look good by signing him. Act like, oh, we agree with his, social justice stuff he wants going on. That's it. It's not... I should have said that. I should have said they're trying to not look racist. I take that back. They just didn't want to look like they want to act... They want to look as if they're supporting that cause. But I don't think that's fair to sign a guy just because of a cause. I'm sorry.
No.
You're not
I
good enough to make a team.
So
like, what was it? When he had his tryout... They couldn't get enough scouts to go, so the NFL had to send their own scouts to do it.
Yeah. And then Kaepernick said, no, don't come.
And they said, don't come.
Because he knew that he wouldn't.
Okay, once he said, don't come, I'm sorry.
There you go.
It was just like, even Stephen A. Smith, who's one of the most liberal guys I like on the news, was straight up like, yeah, you're an idiot for this.
Yeah.
Like, I hope, at that point, he was like, yeah, I hope you don't get signed, you idiot.
Uh-huh.
Like, why would you move it? Because he didn't think the NFL was going to cover it enough when they were the ones setting it up for you. Like,
yeah.
Idiotic. Good. Now, he should have been kicked out. Well, times have changed. I think what we've seen here is the whole kneeling for the flag thing has changed. It's been kind of like the whole gay rights thing. Like back in the day, mid to late 2000s, we saw a lot of people were still against it. Even Obama was against it.
Mm-hmm.
And within 6 years, he was for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're gonna see the same thing here for the whole flag thing. 4 years ago, everyone had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're gonna see this season, no one's gonna have a problem with it. So what's gonna happen when no one has a problem with it? They're gonna stop kneeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you have a bully at school, if you stop reacting to the bully, the bully's gonna stop messing with you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing that's gonna happen. If you stop antagonizing the guy, Well, he's like, well, why am I doing this anyways? You know what I mean? I'm not, no one's looking at me anymore, so.
I guess it's the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
That was a good podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Bye.